Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship at First Presbyterian Church. We are so glad you are here. There are friendship forms at the end of each pew. If you'd like, you may sign your name and pass it to others who are seated near you. If you give us an email, we can send you information about the church, or a phone number, we'll call you. We want to use that as a means of communication. This is a glad Sunday. We will be participating in the sacrament of baptism this morning. We also have a wonderful historical presentation where we look at the beginnings of the life of our congregation. So we are so glad that you are here, and we trust that God will be here encouraging, guiding us, and building up our sense of love one for another. So once again, welcome.
We gather together today as brothers and sisters in a community of faith. Come, bring your doubts, your hopes, your faith. Come, bring your questions, your wonderings, your misgivings. Come, bring your fear, your sorrow, your joy. Come, let us worship God.
Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Before God, our Creator and Redeemer, let us confess our sins. Holy God, we come before you seeking forgiveness for the sins we have committed. Too often we fail to have faith in your awesome power. We fail to grasp the reality of risen Christ. We shake off the power that you have given to us and deny the fact that you are our children. Forgive us, dear God, and create new hearts within us, so that we may truly be your disciples. May we discover our independence with neighbors near and far. May we be open to opportunities that you give us, to be peacemakers, responsible stewards of your creation, and disciples working for your justice and peace. These prayers we offer in the name of the risen Christ. Amen. Hear the good news. Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ, and Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life has gone. A new life has begun. Believe the good news.
In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven.
The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let us greet one another in the name of Christ.
Good to have the kids up from downstairs. They've come up to be part of the baptism, to watch this closely. And this is a wonderful thing for us to experience. I want to mention a couple people other than Scott and Amy and Bear. I want to mention their parents. First of all, Richard and Christine Murphy are with us. And Norbert and Annette Matniak. And you, of course, are... have a special relationship with Bear. So when I call my kids, I said, I'm not interested in you. I want to talk to the grandkids. And so this will be a special relationship. And you are the ones who nurtured your kids in the faith. And now there's another generation coming along. I also want to mention Bill and Nancy Dials, Bill and Mary Dials, who are the... I have old friends, Bill and Nancy Warlick, I'm saying, that comes out of me. Bill and Mary, who are, whoops, I said Mary, didn't I? Who are the ones who met these folks and helped start building this relationship. So that is a wonderful thing. We realize more and more in modern life that the church grows through friendships and natural relationships through kindness and love. People don't walk through the door of the church as much as they used to, but people continue to recognize warmth and friendship and love, and so that's the business we need to be in. Well, hear now the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, says the Lord, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Obeying the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and confident of his promises, we baptize those whom God has called. In baptism, God claims us and seals us to show that we belong to God. God frees us from sin and death, uniting us with Christ in his death and resurrection. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, the body of Christ, and joined to Christ's ministry of love and justice and peace. Let us remember with joy our own baptism as we celebrate this baptism.
On behalf of the station, I present Bear Murphy, son of Scott and Amy Murphy, to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Okay. Harold, come join me, and Scott and Amy, Harold, I'll put you over on the other side of the baptismal font. We'll ask you all to come and stand right here. And we'll look out and face the congregation as we talk. Do you desire that bear be baptized? Do you? Okay. Relying on God's grace, do you promise to live the Christian life and to teach your faith to your child? Do you promise?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you, as members of the Church of Jesus Christ, promise to guide and nurture bear by word and deed with love and prayer, encouraging him to follow and know Christ and to be faithful members of this church? If so, please say, we do.
Through baptism, we enter the covenant which God has established. In that covenant, God gives us new life. We're guarded from evil. We're nurtured by love, the love of God and the love of God's people. In embracing that covenant, we choose whom we will serve by turning from evil and turning to Jesus Christ. I ask you, therefore, to reject sin, to profess your faith in Jesus Christ, to confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. So I ask you, trusting in the gracious mercy of God, do you turn from the ways of sin and renounce evil and its power in the world? Do you? Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior, trusting in his grace and love? And will you be Christ's faithful disciples, obeying his word and showing his love to your life's end? Let us pray. O Lord, send your Spirit to move over this water, that it may be a fountain of deliverance and rebirth. Wash away the sin of all who are cleansed by it. Raise them to new life. Graft them into the body of Christ. This day we pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon Bear, that he may have the power to do your will and continue forever in the risen life of Christ. Bind him to the household of faith. Guard him from all evil. Strengthen him to serve you with joy until the day you make all things new. And to you be all praise, honor, and glory through Jesus Christ our Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. Go ahead. Let's see if it'll come over here. Bear? Oh, man. Oh. Oh, boy. Bear, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. See what love the Father has for us, that we should be called the children of God. And so we are. I declare to you that Bear is a child of the covenant, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Maybe today we'll go and say hello to these people here. See this? They came up specially to see you, baby. Yeah. Can you say hello?
Let us pray together in the congregational prayer.
Joy and thanksgiving, welcome you into Christ's church. We are all one in Christ. We promise to love, encourage, and support you, to share the good news of the gospel with you, and to help you know and follow Christ. Amen. God bless you.
We need the congregation's help this morning, so if you'll follow in your bulletin the lyrics, and there's instructions out to the side in the margin of who should sing what. And the men get to sing with the choir men, and the women in the congregation get to sing with the choir women. So make sure you follow that.
Thank you.
The Old Testament reading for this morning is from the book of Psalms, chapter 107. This psalm may have been sung by groups of pilgrims who came to Jerusalem to celebrate one of the festivals, offering thanks for escape from various dangers. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. And from the book of Hebrews in the New Testament. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Before introducing our presentation today, I want to announce that the Bicentennial Committee is taking steps to better identify First Presbyterian Church. Boy, that's a hard thing to say. First Presbyterian Church on Court Street. Cast bronze lettering, First Presbyterian Church in two rows, is being ordered for mounting above the stone arch of the entrance door on Court Street entrance. The cost of each letter is between $90 and $100. And also, as most of you know, First Presbyterian falls within the Athens Downtown Historic District. We plan to obtain an official plaque designating this property as listed in the National Register of Historic Places by the United States Department of the Interior. It's not too late to make contributions to help fund the bicentennial projects and events. Those desiring may make contributions designating for the lettering. And before proceeding with our program for today, those of you seated in the annex and the choir might have better visual and sound experiences by moving to the central area of the sanctuary. So any who would like to do so are willing. It is my pleasure to introduce a group of Hawking College students from Professor Ken Bowald's Natural and Historical Interpretation class, presenting A Gathering During the Harvest. These students chose as a class project to develop a historical interpretation involving the founders of First Presbyterian Society of Athens. Hours were spent researching the persons and events taking place during the first two decades of the 19th century in this geographical area. They then determined the format and wrote the script for the presentation that we will enjoy today. The principal presenters are Mary Bennett as Mrs. Elizabeth Wyatt. Abby Rice as Mrs. Lindley. Rochelle Hadlock as Mrs. Sally Foster, but she's a very busy person, and she may be making her entrance a little later. and Brad Grant as Reverend Jacob Lindley. There will also be several mystery cast members, some of whom you will recognize. Following the service, you're all invited to Fellowship Hall to meet Professor Bowald and the students, and to enjoy refreshments prepared from period recipes by Lily and Dinas and the Presbytery women. And now, a gathering during the harvest.
Quiet down now, quiet down now. It appears that all have arrived. We will begin with our meeting now. Mrs. Wyatt, if you would begin with roll call.
Certainly, Reverend Lindley. Today we call together the meeting of the First Presbyterian Society of Athens, located at the Athens County Courthouse on this day, the 26th of September, in the year of our Lord, 1820. And now we'll call roll. Mr. Jacob Lindley.
Here.
Mrs. Jacob Lindley.
Here.
Okay. Mr. Josiah Coe.
Here.
Dr. Eliphaz Perkins.
Here.
Okay. Mr. Arthur Coates.
Here.
Judge Alva Bingham.
Here.
Miss Sally Foster. Miss Sally Foster?
I'm here. Oh, please forgive me for being late. Between teaching, helping my sons with the tavern, and visiting the sick, I am so busy. I can't believe I almost missed the church meeting.
I understand, Mrs. Foster. It's hard being a widowed businesswoman. And I thank you for being able to attend with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, where was I? Miss Gideon.
I think that she must be new in town because my husband and I have paid very good money with the extra oats and wool we have suffered for this year. And I thank you for keeping the seat warm for me, but I hope I'm not being too rude in asking that.
I was unaware that the seat was subscribed, ma'am. Forgive me, I am new in town.
That is fine.
Thank you for moving, sir. And what was your name?
Ma'am, I'm Mr. Jeffrey King from Connecticut.
Right, and I will mark you down as present.
Thank you.
Mrs. Wyatt, is Mr. Wyatt not making it to a meeting today?
He will not be able to attend. He sends his apologies, but since he is the fence viewer of our community, he had to. There was a dispute over a matter of property boundary lines that he had to settle. So, he could not make it. Reverend Lindley, that will end our roll call for today.
Great. Thank you, Miss Wyatt. Our first order of business today on our list, let's see, we have a report on our financial conditions from Dr. Perkins, our treasurer. Dr. Perkins, if you would report on our financial conditions.
Thank you, Reverend Lindley. After looking over our records for the last month, we've had an increase of $25.53, bringing our total balance for the year to $206.44. Also, since the harvest is starting to come in, we have received 2 pounds of flax seed and 5 pounds of oats to be used in our poor relief fund. That added to $13.78 will be enough to maintain our poor relief fund through November. If our donations to fundraising continues at this rate, we should be able to expect to pay for a new house of worship in about 8 years, in 1828.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Perkins. This truly is some good news. Next up on our order of business, we have, my wife, Miss Hannah Lindley, will be telling us about the revival that has been going on all year long. This is actually the 1 year mark since our revival. We've been getting different circuit preachers and revival preachers coming through. And now that it's been 1 year, we have seen many successes from the revival. Miss Hannah, would you tell us about this?
Thank you. Throughout the past year, we have had many revival and circuit preachers coming through our area to inspire growth and trust in God. Since our revival, we have been able to bring new members and new life to our society by gathering 56 new members to our community. This has truly been an outstanding deed, which has been able to bring goodwill from God. With all of our new members now, this adds up to our total of new living members to about 177 members. Since we have had such an increase in members Dr. Perkins and myself are expecting this cost of purchasing front row seats to increase from last year. Purchasing seats will take place in our next meeting next week in the society meeting. This week we will be expecting money, wheat, flour, corn, rye, pork, flax, and wool and linen as trade for front row seats. Myself and Dr. Perkins will go over this more at our next meeting next week, over the purchasing of tickets for the selling of seats. This is everything from me.
Thank you very much, Hannah. Next up, we have our visiting committee leader, Ms. Sally Foster, to tell us about some things.
Thank you, Reverend Lindley. Earlier this week, I was out visiting Mrs. Wolf. She had been chased by a hoop snake and is now struck down with nervous prostration.
Shame.
Then I went to see Mrs. Barrows. Dr. Perkins was there as well. And Dr. Perkins, would you mind telling the society what we saw?
After taking a good look at Mrs. Barrows, I have concluded that she has been stricken down with a cold plague. It looks to be as serious of a case as that which struck your dear Zadok down, Mrs. Foster.
Yes, it is a shame that Mrs. Barrows may suffer the same fate as my poor Zadok. I still remember when we came from Rutland, Massachusetts. I went there at the age of 20 to teach. Lieutenant Foster opened a room in his home, as they didn't have a schoolhouse at that time, and he told me that the district had no money to pay me, so he offered me one of his sons as payment. I took them both, the money and Zadok. We headed this way in 1796 by ox cart to the Allegheny, and then took a raft down the Ohio River all the way to Marietta. We stayed in Belpre until 1809 when we moved to Athens, where Zadok built a tavern before he died 5 years later. His father's friend, General Putnam, had told us of this land and that it would be a good place for us to come. The ordinance of 1787 really held things that we held true to our heart. It upheld religion, morality, education, no slavery, and good treatment of the Native Americans here. Well, we had such dreams when we came here. Oh, the dreams we had. And then there were the stories of this land. Stories of a land so rich that the flax plants had cloth already growing on them. And of huge melons and pumpkins and springs of brandy. But then there were also the tales of the hoop snakes and copperheads and the sickness that we've all seen firsthand. It's been a hard, hard life. But you know, the Lord gives us strength when we need it.
Ms. Foster.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's, yes.
I've been rambling on. I just miss my Zadok so.
It's quite all right, Ms. Foster, but we must stay on track. Zadok was a great addition to this community, and he'll surely be missed. Getting back to our business, next we have, Mr. Wyatt was to discuss our progress in changing our name from the First Presbyterian Society of Athens to the Athens First Presbyterian Church. Since Mr. Wyatt isn't here, Mrs. Wyatt, has he left you with anything to say today?
Yes, he did.
Great.
Reverend. He left me a note to read. Hello, First Presbyterian Society of Athens. I regret I could not join you this day. Despite my absence, I have been in contact with the Ohio government As of right now, we are awaiting approval to change our name from First Presbyterian Society of Athens to the First Presbyterian Church of Athens. I shall send another message this week as to find out any new information from the government. Expect a report on this as soon as I hear back. That is all I have for you.
Thank you, Ms. Wyatt. Well, that's all of our business for this week. We're going to go ahead and open the floor up to anybody in the community who has something to say. Is there anyone who has anything to add this week? Oh, yes. Judge Bingham, yes.
Thank you, Reverend Lindley. As you know, it is that time of year again to collect for the poor relief. The overseer of the poor, Deacon Wyatt, and I are going to start our visits to the poor next week. Any items that any one of you would like to donate to the church to give to the poor, drop them by, and I will pick them up next week. Thank you very much.
Great. You will pick them up next Monday. Great. Thank you very much. Does anybody else have anything to say? Oh, yes, Miss Gideon.
I would just like to remind all you ladies that the sewing circle is going to be at my house on Tuesday afternoon. Let everybody know as many people as you can for sewing for the clothing for the poor program. As usual, I will have refreshments. That is all, Reverend.
Great. Very great. Oh, yes, Miss Foster, do you have something to add as well?
Yes, I did. Thank you, Reverend.
Great.
This past Thursday evening at the tavern, Mr. Eli Cushing was so drunk that he was not able to be himself. I feel that as a member of this society, we must call out these moments of ignorance. If Mr. Eli Cushing is willing to repent, I believe that we should forgive him. If not, he shall not be allowed to show himself in the tavern again.
Well, Mr. Eli Cushing, are you here today?
I'm here, Reverend. You and I were parts of that night, Miss Foster. You are right in saying I was not myself. Formerly, I am a man of God. But I am unsure that what came over me to sin that way. I regret every moment. I was not myself, and ask that by the will of the society and the people of Athens and God, you all would be willing to forgive me. I wish to continue as an obedient servant of God and control my drinking in the future. I'm very sorry for this action.
Mr. Cushing, these actions will not go forgotten, but as a community, we will forgive you. It is our right to forgive you. Obviously, it was as a church we must come together and help you out. You speak as if you would like to serve God, and this is good things, but until your actions represent what you are saying, you can't be that way. I want you to remember the verse from James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Heed these words in your life, Mr. Cushing. Very good. Now, Mrs. Fossers, do you have anything else to say?
No, thank you, Reverend, for taking care of that situation.
You're very welcome. Now, are there any other matters of business that need to be attained to? Yes, in the back, sir.
Yes, Reverend. As I have mentioned, I am Jeffrey King, recently of Connecticut. I have arrived in your fair land recently. Unfortunately, I have not had time to put in a proper crop, and my son and I are looking for work to carry us through the wintertime. So if you know of any work in the area, I don't know if this is the proper venue, but I would like to appeal to you and to the other members of the society for, we are good workers. My son and I work very hard, and until we are able to get a proper crop on the ground, we would appreciate any labor that we could do for the community for a small exchange.
Well, you said your name was Jeffrey King, correct?
Yes, sir.
Mr. King, I know it is harvesting season. It's coming as it's fall. And Mr. Coates normally has some business that he needs to attire to. Mr. Coates, is there any work that you need?
Yeah, I'd like to use some help with running the ferry across the Hotman. Since harvesting season is coming up, it will be an increase in supplies. Ferry across the river. Come and visit me across the river up by my farm. Over there.
Much obliged, sir.
I can find a place for your son to fill some flour in my gristmill, or maybe take any flatboats to New Orleans.
Very good. Thank you both.
I'm sure you would also be desiring teaching for your younger children, Mr. King.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I run the select school in town, and Reverend Lindley runs the Athens Academy. Since it's harvesting season, many of my students are out of school right now helping their families to get the harvest in before the first frost. If you would like, sir, you may bring your children to my school, and as a trial period, at no cost, we can see how it works out.
Yes, ma'am, and I look forward to being a part of this wonderful community. Someday I will subscribe to a seat in front. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Miss Foster is a wonderful teacher, and many of her brightest students have joined me in the academy recently. As a matter of fact, maybe if time permits and your children are able to study there long enough, perhaps they could be joining me in the academy as well. Which reminds me, coming up this week is the start of the new season for the academy. I will be out of the church in the near future. So if there are any questions that need to be brought up, you can bring those to either Mrs. Wyatt or Mr. Wyatt, or Deacon Wyatt, who will be overseeing the church until I return ready to preach again. Is there any more comments that need to be brought up to the church today? Nothing else? All right then, I will pass the floor back over to Mrs. Wyatt, who will go ahead and close us out.
Since there's no more business to discuss, I will quickly recap on what has been discussed at this meeting.
Very good.
Roll call showed all present except for Mr. Wyatt. Financial report showed our balance is $25.53, bringing our total balance for the year to $206.44. And there is a $13.78 in the Poor Relief Fund. Okay. The reports on the revival showed an increase of memberships of 56, in bringing our total balance to 100, or balance, bringing our total living members to 177. Due to that increase, we left a suggestion of selling more seats open to discussion at next week's meeting. The overseer of the poor, my husband Deacon Wyatt, and Judge Bingham will start distributing the goods to the poor on Monday. Comments for the good of the community reminded us of the sewing circle at Mrs. Gideon's home. Mr. Eli's Cushing was confronted over his indulgence of alcohol. And Mr. Jeffrey King asked about employment and was given offers. This will be recorded in the First Presbyterian Society of Athens meeting's record. Thank you all for coming to our meeting today. Reverend Lindley, will you now end with a prayer?
Will you all join me in prayer? Eternal God, may your light shine down on us that we might spread your word to all. With your strength, perhaps in 200 years from now, our community will still be united by the way and or the way that you love us. It is within your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
please be seated. We had here yesterday at the church a memorial service for Peg McDar. We now have the capability to produce podcasts, and so we have, with the help of Bob Stewart, there will be an audio copy of that service up on our website within the next few days. We also are putting up some of our regular services, so you might enjoy going and looking at that, particularly if you know someone who's missed a service. I want to say a word about the group life in the church. We have a number of organizations and activities, Sunday school classes, women's circles, but one of our goals is to give everyone an opportunity to have a more extended time of to build deeper friendships. We do have a group that meets this evening at 6 o'clock, and on Wednesday night we have a group that includes a number of young professionals. There's a meal and care for children provided for that, and I hope you look in the bulletin and see many of the other activities that are taking place. I do want to thank Harold Robison and the Bicentennial Committee for all the work they're doing, and a special thanks to the group from Hocking that was with us this morning. We're grateful for these ways of looking back and remembering our roots and recognizing some of the values I hope that that we still have at the present time. So we're grateful for this bicentennial year and all that's involved in it. I invite you now with me that we might together lift our hearts to God as we offer our morning prayers. Let us pray. O Lord our God, you are great in majesty, eternal in power and glory, and so we come to you with humility because you have come to us in Christ. May the spring season be for us a time of light and hope. May we reflect your saving purposes and your sustaining grace in our daily life. We thank you during this year for all of the memories which help and encourage us. We remember also those people who first shared with us and communicated to us the joys of the Christian life, those who by devotion and generosity and patience enabled us to see the meaning of love in the life that we share. Many of them have gone on now into the unhindered presence of the one who was their teacher and ours. May we find hope as we follow them, seeking the fellowship of the saints in light unfading and eternal. We thank you for friends whose gentleness and care have given us a foretaste of your kingdom. We thank you for the children of our community and of our households, whose gladness reminds us of the beauty and the sincerity of your kingdom. For memories of the past that encourage us, and for memories in the making, we offer praise and thanks. We bring prayers this morning in behalf of those for whom this season of life is difficult, for the lonely who in the busyness of others feel forgotten, for the sorrowful for whom times of gladness also bring thoughts of their loss, for the callous unmoved by signs of glory and goodness, for those facing illnesses in hospital and home. Grant us sympathy and compassion of the kind we have learned from you, O Lord, in the sending of the Christ into our world. Give us with humble and grateful spirits an attitude and a care for others so that we might not give offense by harsh words or attitudes that would injure others. But do grant us confidence in your power and in your grace to renew and transform. For the sake of the one who is the Prince of Peace, establish peace among humankind. For the sake of the one who is the light of the world, dispel the darkness of our shadowed times. For the sake of the one who is the Good Shepherd, guard and protect all those who are in need of help. And may we find all that we need in Christ as we pray the prayer that he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us now with thankful hearts bring our tithes and our offerings to the Lord.
Let us pray. God, we are your Easter community, witnesses passing on the truth for everyone today. Like all the other disciples, we have an amazing story to tell. Use these offerings
and all the gifts of our community, both gathered and scattered, to pass on the story
and be your witnesses today. Amen. Thank you.
now in peace to serve the Lord. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.